right, that was it for Soap with Soundwave Sessions. It is now time for live Luca on Live. So today I'm going to be doing throwbacks. I'm mostly doing 60s and 70s with some 80s tunes sprinkled in. So I'm steering off from my traditional always playing the 90s. I'm being really adventurous, but I'm channeling my inner grandfather with his old music. So we're starting out today with Baby I Love You by the Ramones. This came out in 1980 in their album End of a Century. 1980 is not exactly the end of the century, but I get the point. So please enjoy Baby I Love You. That was Baby I Love You. So next step, we're going back a few years. We're going to 1977 with Fleetwood Mac's album Rumors. This is a favorite of my family's. I think my grandpa owned like three of this vinyl when I was looking through it. But this is from Rumors, and this is You Make Loving Fun by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you. right, that was You Make Love and Fun by Fleetwood Mac. Next up, we're going to The Velvet Underground featuring Nico. I'm not sure who Nico is, but this is a really fun song. 1967, off of their album, just self-titled The Velvet Underground. This is Femme Fatale. Was The Velvet Underground from 1967? Yeah, that's what I said, 1967. So we're skipping ahead 5 years again, and we're going to 1972 with Albert Hammond and his best-known song, obviously, off the record, It Never Rains in Southern California. I'm going to be playing the title track. Please enjoy.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure. Go home.
the folks back home. I nearly made it. Had offers, but don't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me. Don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn ya? It pours, man, it pours.
Okay, that was It Never Rains in Southern California. So next up, I have a bit of a weird piece, but I really enjoy it. This is, I don't know how to exactly say her name. It's Linda Perhacks, I believe. And this is Who Really Cares off of her 1970 album Parallelograms, which I think is such a fun name. So I hope you guys think this song is as interesting as I do.
Been coming down for a long time. Changes coming down on me. Can't seem to carry them all now. Been wishing there was someone else I could be. Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time. I used to think of Ferris wheel light sounds, the Friday hum of neons and blue, but now they're like circular cages of grated tin and rusty. Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
That was Who Really Cares from Linda Perhacks. Next up, we're going with the most classic song that I can think of when I think of just my grandfather and this style of music. We're going to Frank Sinatra, 1966, The Strangers in the Night album. Strangers in the Night is the next track I'm going to be playing, and this one goes out to my grandpa, Louis Robert D'Amico. Love you, Bob.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night, up to the moment when we said our first hello. Little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. A glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right, for strangers in the night. Do-de-do-be-do.
That was Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra. I just love the... I'm a French horn player, kind of. I don't know. I played the French horn for 2 years, and I just love the horn rips in the back of that piece. It's so hard to play the horn, and that is just insane to me, especially for a 1966 version of the song, for it to come through that clearly. So next up, I have a 1979 track that is from The Cure. My mom and I were actually just talking about The Cure this morning, and I have to listen to their new release, but apparently it's very good. So here is Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.
But
right, that was Boys Don't Cry by The Cure. So next up, we're going with another classic band, probably one of the most classic bands. We're going to The Beatles, 1964, off of their album A Hard Day's Night. I'm going to be playing And I Love Her. I think this is such a cute piece, and I really enjoy the style of The Beatles, and I've definitely been, like, I feel like they're very fall, and I've been connecting with it a lot recently, so I hope you guys feel the same way.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
That was The Beatles, And I Love Her. So next up, if you were to ask me what is the one song that makes you think of your dad, I would tell you it is My Girl by The Temptations. It is the most, like, out of, in my childhood, that is a song he would always be whistling or singing to me. And although I don't identify as a girl anymore, I know that my first dance at my wedding will be to My Girl with my dad. This song also goes out to my girl, my girlfriend Kenzie, who's also listening. I love you both.
What can make me feel
That was The Temptations with My Girl. So next up, we're going back to, what year was that? We're going back to Bill Withers in 1971 with Ain't No Sunshine off of his album, Just As I Am.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone, only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers. Okay, and now we're heading over to the Beach Boys. I was listening to this track last night. It's their most famous one, Wouldn't It Be Nice? But I was listening to it last night as a queer person in a relationship in the United States and just thinking about how much the lyrics really apply today. Wouldn't it be nice to be in a world where we belong? And I'm hoping that as time progresses, it becomes more accepting, but it's nice to know how timeless that feeling is. So this is Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. I really hope you guys like this one.
Without it, but let's talk about it. But wouldn't it be nice?
right. That was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. I actually saw the Beach Boys live in 2023 at See Here Now with my aunt and my cousin. And it was just such a good memory. I just really enjoy that song and a lot of the other a lot of the other Beach Boys tracks. Sorry. So next up, we're going to David Bowie in his 1972 album, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from... and then this track is going to be... Sorry, I'm stuttering a lot today. This is Starman.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, and I sort of said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fade came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That wasn't no DJ, that was hazy.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it, let the children use it, let all the children do get.
Next up, we have Nick Drake, 1972. his album Pink Moon. This is the self-titled, the title track of the album Pink Moon. I apologize for my stutter today. It's been kind of bad, but please enjoy Nick Drake.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Pink Moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink Moon, gonna get you on the Pink Moon.
Next up, we have The Righteous Brothers. This is a 1965 track. I have the remastered version. This is from the movie Priscilla that my girlfriend loves and has a fantastic soundtrack. Baby, I Love You, the first song I played, was also featured in that movie. I highly recommend if you haven't watched it. It's over Priscilla Presley's life. So here is For Sentimental Reasons, in parentheses, I Love You. You do believe me, All right, that was For Sentimental Reasons. Next up, I told you we're mixing in a little bit of 80s. So we're going to Queen, 1984. This is from Live Aid. This is the song that was played all the time for me growing up. It's super big on my mom's side of the family. From their album, The Works, this is Radio Gaga by Queen.
We'll be right back.
Okay, going on the theme of iconic gay men, shout out to Freddie Mercury, love you. We're going next to Elton John. This is a 1973 track off of the album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Here is Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Elton John. I'm closing out today with The Replacements. I actually first was introduced to this song not by The Replacements but by Lorde on her Pure Heroine album. She covered Swinging Party, and I thought that was the original in my 14-year-old brain until I did more research. So here's The Replacements, and this was Luca on Live. I'm back again. I won't be here next Tuesday, but I'll be here the Tuesday after that. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll see you guys in a bit.
I'm so Swear.